Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, we adore you, we worship you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all what you enable us to do and achieve from morning to now. Thank you for all the workers, the members, the families, the part of the church. Thank you, God, for all the worships in different places of the church here in UAE, Lord, in Philippines, in India, in Sri Lanka. Oh God, it's really the places that your church expands. We thank you, God, for leading us to serve you, to live our life for you. We thank you for revealing your will and your plans for us. Lord, we pray to continue to protect us from this pandemic of COVID. I pray, Lord, that no one of us will be forced to take the vaccine in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully, O God. I pray also, Lord, that in all the places that you had planted your church, O God, in all the countries that your church stand, in UAE, in Oman, Iraq, Kuwait, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, and also USA, Malawi, and Sierra Leone, we pray that you grant us favor from the governments, that all what we need from logistics and from documentation will be provided for us. We thank you, God, because you are able and you had never let us be like anything, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify you, we adore you. Thank you because you reward the people who seek you, and truly, O God, those who seek the Lord lack no good things. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, O God, and we pray, O Lord, for each and every family and workers and member and pastors, the elders, that you use them to fill them with the Holy Ghost to do the work of yours faithfully, O God. Anoint us to reach new people, to evangelize, to make a new disciple in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that each and every one of us will be in discipline of your word and to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit: gentleness, kindness, love, peace, joy, humility, patience, self-control, long-suffering, humility, generosity, and also, Lord, that you will be of good heart toward men and even to those who are enemy of yours, who are disobedient. We still, Lord, we pray that you continue to love them and do whatever you want us. Oh God, cleanse our heart and thought, let be your thought in us. By the blood of Jesus, clear our conscience so that we will go on and save you, O God. I pray, bless all the ministries of the church. Bless, O God, the worship ministry. Bless the prayer and fasting. Bless also, Lord, the publications of the church. And thank you for all the English, Tagalog, and Arabic publications. Thank you for the translation. Thank you for all the media, the WhatsApp, the Messenger, the Facebook, and the emails, the website of the church, that the soft copies of the messages and the books. Use them. They are using them mightily for your glory, to edify us, to grow. We bless you, O God. And I pray that you continue to bless this ministry. Bless also the church school. Thank you for the new families that you are leading us to, O God. Thank you, Lord. You are doing a great and new things in our life. And thank you, Lord, for the farmers, also ministry and plantation. Thank you for all the answered prayers. Thank you for your presence, O God, in the life of your church and your people. Bless our worship tonight. We invite you to anoint the songs, O God, anoint the prayers, the worship, the instruments, the message, the giving. And even, Lord, anoint this recording. Use it to reach other places, the parts of your body, and your workers, the families, and all the congregations. We thank and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray. In Ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
You, Lord, our God.
Yes, O God, we continue to give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Continue to lead us in the procession of victory. Go before us. Speak to us your word and guide us. I pray that your word will help your church, your people, to behave and to seek you and go in the way that you want us to go. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's collect our tithes and offering our first fruit unto the Lord. Thank you, God, for everything you give us and provide for us. Thank you, Lord, for your people who brought their tithes and offering and their first fruit to you, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people and rebuke, oh God, the devourer in their life. And I pray that all nations will know that they are blessed by you. We thank and praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking about faith and deeds. And James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24 say, but wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works man is justified, and not by faith only. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 14, and we will read from verse 17 to verse 20. Speaking today, continue to speak about the deeds and the faith of Abraham and how his deeds went along his faith in God. Genesis 14, verse 17 to 20. After Abraham came back from the victory that he had against the kings that were invading Sodom, and they took Lot, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedolomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth the bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. In verse 17 and 18 we have read here that after the great victory that Abraham had over the enemy, and after he achieved his purpose for God, two persons went out to meet him. The first person is the king of Sodom. And this we can link it to the wicked city of Sodom, cannot be but represent the devil and all this evil inclination that works to tempt you, to cause you to do evil against God. The first person is Sodom, the king of Sodom, that's where the devil will go out to tempt you to do evil. The second person is Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who represent God, being the priest of the Most High God. Some commentaries, they say that he is a type of Christ, and some commentaries they say that he is one of the appearances of the Jesus Christ in the flesh. We can read that in the book of Psalms chapter 110 and verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And also we can read about Melchizedek in Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being the, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. You see, he is the Lord Jesus Christ. So in short, what I want to say here to you, that after each and every victory that takes place in your life, two persons will come out to meet you. Satan, who will try to pull you to do wrong, and God, who will come to bless you, to comfort you, to provide your needs, and to have fellowship with you. We can read that in verse 18 and 19 to 20. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abraham of Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave them tithes of all. King Melchizedek here brought forth bread and wine, the same of the Lord's Supper that Jesus did with his disciples and had taught us to do. The bread represents the body of Christ that was broken on the cross and given for us for the forgiveness of sin. And the wine represents his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of our sin. As we can read in the scriptures, let's read book of Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and read verse 14 to verse 20 about the Lord's Supper. And when the hour has come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desire to eat this supper, to this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourself. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And also Apostle Paul wrote to us about the Lord's Supper. We can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23 to verse 22. And for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took a bread, and we had given, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Now hear. Your faith will be tested with the action that you are going to do after you receive a victory and after the blessing from God. Let us learn from the action of Abraham, so we will learn of what we need to do. What Abraham did after he has the victory, and what he did? What is the action that he did? As we go through it, then we will know what we need to do. Abraham entertained Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who came out to meet him and received the further blessing of God, as we have read in verse 14, 19. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." Abraham was faithful to God. He acknowledged that the victory that he had in restoring his brother Lot and his goods, and in delivering other people from these cities that are plunder, that are plunder and come, all this victory come from God, and the Lord alone need to receive the glory and honor that is due to him for what he did. When he entertained Melchizedek, not the devil, that's the meaning of it, that all the victory had come from God. The fellowship with God and with his people is what God has ordained for us to do. Many, after they will receive victory, promotion, deliverance, help, and support, they will turn their back to God and go with their friends, neighbors, or relatives, and spend money and time with them and make for them parties and good reception, forgetting God and forgetting his church that prayed and cared for them, and forgetting their commitment toward God and what they vowed and what is due for them to do. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus met 10 lepers and healed them, but only one person came back to him and showed faithfulness to him. Let's read this one in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to verse 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turn back and with a loud voice glorify God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not ten cleansed, but where are the 9? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Faithfulness to God and to His church should not be lacked in those who had received many good things from God. Abraham was faithful to God by going to meet and entertain the priest of God and have fellowship, and by giving his tithe to God. Believers in Christ should be faithful to God, to Jesus Christ, to God's word, and to the church that God had placed them in. Let's all stand, and we'll continue this series next week. Faith and deed in God. Let's come to the Lord in repentance, renouncing our sins. If you have received the blessing from the Lord, answer your prayers, give you victory, give you promotion, and you had went with your friends, went with the worldly people, and spent time and money and effort in them, and forget to come to God, to His church, and to have fellowship with the Lord, as Abraham did. Time for you to repent. That's all stand. Lord, I come to you. Yes, O God. Come to the Lord. Let your heart be changed, be renewed. Yes, Lord. I pray, O God, as your people coming to you in repentance, O Lord, I pray, accept them once again and restore the fellowship that you have with them by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And I pray for a real fruit in the life of your church and your people. I pray for faithfulness, O God. Raise up faithful people like Abraham. They will not entertain devil, but entertain you and your church and your people. Thank you, God. Bless this word of yours. Bless this recording. And take it to reach the people who are in need of it. And your people, your body in this church, edify us. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.